good morning. Good morning. Let's begin. So we left off yesterday, Perek Revi, fourth chapter. Esrim v'arba dvarim ma'akvin es ha'tshuva. There are 24 things that prevent tshuva from occurring. Arba mehen avon godol. So four of them are significant sins. I'm sorry, arba mehen avon godol. Va'ose achos me'arba asan. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu maspik biyado la'asos tshuva lefi godel chato. And the Rambam writes that there are four things that the sin itself is so intense that the Ribono Shel Olam does not give the person the opportunity to do tshuva because of the severity of the sin. Rav Soloveitchik writes about this in Alot Tshuva, this idea that there are two parts to tshuva. So there's a first part to tshuva that occurs even before I actually do tshuva, but is based on the divine anticipation that I will do tshuva, which is why, technically speaking, when a person commits an avera, so the truth is, punishment should be swift and intense. Should be swift and intense, right? It's the same way that if you go ahead and you get pulled over for speeding, so you can't tell the officer, you know what, watch, give me 6 months and you're going to see that I'm going to maintain a perfect driving record. And if you let me go for 6 months and I maintain it, so you'll let me go now. There's no such thing like that. In the world that we live in, there's a sense of immediacy. You do something wrong and there's a repercussion immediately afterwards. Part of the amazing thing about tshuva is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu delays judgment. And that happens almost reflexively. I do something wrong. I will say, so what should happen if I do something wrong? I speak Lashon Hara. What should happen? Right, a lightning bolt should come down, or whatever it is, I should get a flat tire, or I should lose my wallet, or my stock portfolio should take an immediate drop. Meaning, there should be some, I've done something wrong, where is the punishment? That's part of divine compassion. Divine compassion says that even though I've done something wrong and I deserve something, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to wait and give me an opportunity to figure out how I could remedy the situation. Now that I'm missing is that there are four things that are so intense that lemaisa, so divine judgment is swift and immediate. Ve'elohim, these are the four things. Aleph, hamachti es harabim, one who causes the public to sin. So we'll say, Idris of the Rambam writes, so one who causes the public to sin. And included in this is one who prevents the public from performing a mitzvah. So we will say, why is this so intense? Because obviously now at this point in time, to do something that impacts the rabbim, that impacts the collective, is obviously something very severe. Base. Hamate chaveiro miderech tova lederech ra. But this is a very profound one. One who goes ahead and literally, mate means what? Mate means like, push, what? Tilts, right? One who tilts his friend from a good path to a negative path. Kigon mesis umadiach, like the Torah's cases of mesis umadiach, or individuals who entice others to sin. So we'll say, then, to a certain degree, you want to make your own choices and you want to go ahead and engage in negative behavior. We each have personal autonomy. We're not permitted to do it, but we have the right to make our choices for ourselves. But to go ahead and negatively influence another, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says is unforgivable. Gimel, this is actually very profound as well. V'haroa bino b'tarbos ra'o v'eino memacha biyado. Rebbe says, someone who sees his child going down a negative path and doesn't say anything, doesn't object. Hoil ubino birshu. So since his son is in his domain, meaning since his son is in his rishus, my son is under my purview. Ilu michabo hayaporish. Had I objected, had I strenuously objected, had I exerted my parental prerogative, perhaps again my child would have separated from those negative things. And therefore, again, if I don't exercise parental prerogative and my child goes off and does something negative, then what? V'nimtze kemachtios. This is very interesting. So what I'm saying is failure to exercise parental prerogative and prevent my child from making mistakes in life is in and of itself a sin for the parent. He says, so we'll say, I just want to point out, You have to be very careful with this Rambam, because the Rambam doesn't mean that every single time a parent has a child who does something that's not right, that it's the parent's fault. In fact, if you look very closely at the wording of the Rambam is saying, first of all, again, there are plenty of parents who try to exert parental prerogative, but what? Children also make their own decisions. So first of all, the Rambam is not talking about a parent who tried and the child ignored the parental instruction. It's talking about a parent who just never tried. And also, you know, you have this, by the way, you know, you have this today a little bit in like New Age parenting, where is this notion like, I don't want to control my child, you know, or I don't want to. Yes, you do. Yes, you absolutely want to control your child. That's part of parenting, is controlling your child. Not when they're 15 or 16, but certainly when they're 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. You absolutely want to control your child. That is your job as a parent, to be able to put your child on the straight and narrow. My child will then get older and ultimately make their own decisions later on. But Lemaisa, he's talking about over here, where the parent did not exercise any prerogative. Rav Moshe is also another very important piece, which is this idea also, that this is very reflective. This society has changed so much since the times of the Rambam, because the Rambam presupposes, which I think is still true if you start with your children early, the Rambam presupposes that whatever I as a parent say to my young children will listen. Well, listen, now listen, I happen to think that is still a true concept today, depending on how you structure your home. But Lemaisa, yes.
That's not what he's saying.
It's absolutely what he's saying.
He's saying that you have to make the effort to do your part.
No, he's saying, Hoil ubino birshuso, ilo micha bo hayaparsh. The Rambam is writing.
He doesn't say that your kid's going to listen.
Absolutely, that's what he says. He says, Hoil ubino birshuso, ilo micha hayaparsh. Hayaparsh. That's a definite. No, that's not maybe. That's not maybe. That's a definitive statement. The Rambam is saying is, had you exercised your parental prerogative correctly, had you done it correctly, your son would not have engaged in the negative behavior. I think that
at-risk issues then.
I'm sorry?
They didn't have at-risk issues
then. Definitely had at-risk issues then. The Rambam would say it could also be because parents did not exercise parental prerogative, or parents exercised parental prerogative. But remember, again, the Rambam admits the fact children have their own choice also. Right? Kids have their own decisions to make at some point in time. So I'm just pointing out, there are many things that work over here. First of all, the yisod ultimately that all the Rambam is making the parent chayef for is hishtadlus. Right? Ultimately, the parent is obligated to exercise the parental prerogative. The Rambam himself seems to feel that lamaisa, if you exercise this parental prerogative when the child is still birshuso. Now, birshuso doesn't just mean living in your home. Birshuso ultimately means that the child really is receptive to what it is that you're saying. Lamaisa, you could go ahead and make a difference. So according to the Rambam, if failure to exercise parental prerogative, failure to go ahead and be a mashpia as a parent, when you could have been a mashpia as a parent, if the child in fact goes on to make the wrong choices, the parent is responsible for that, at least to some degree. And included in this sin, we'll say it's also very important. Included in this is not just one's child. If one had the ability to object to the negative actions of others, right? An objection to the negative actions of others, whether they be an individual or a group, and I did not do that, but I just let them continue on their path. Rav Moshe says such a profound yisod. What the Rambam is saying is that I have to feel an achrayis for others. I have to feel a responsibility. So if I see other people doing something wrong, it's not the pshat that I want to give musar, it's not the pshat that I want to show, I caught you in the act doing something wrong. It's that out of love, I feel a responsibility. Someone who doesn't feel a responsibility to at least point out, I might not be able to change things, but to point out in a positive and constructive way that someone else perhaps is doing something negative, the Rambam says, Kadosh Baruch Hu holds such a person responsible for that as well. And Dalid, Vaha Omer, so we'll say again, Dalid.
Is that based on the midst of Arvus?
It's based on the mitzvah of Arvus. Dalit v'ha'omer echte v'ashuv. And I will say number four is one who says, I'm going to sin and do tshuva. So we'll say if someone says, I'm going to sin and do tshuva, correct, the Ribono Shel Olam does not allow them to avail themselves of tshuva. If you're sinning with the intention of repenting, that by definition, kind of posts a hole in the authenticity of your tshuva process when it was premeditated sin on the condition to do premeditated tshuva. So the Gemara says, "B'chlal zeh Omer." And along the same lines is someone who says that Lamaisa, I will go ahead and sin and Yom Kippur will be mechaper. So we'll say what comes out from the Rambam is for normally a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us latitude, gives us time to be able to do tshuva and hopefully right the wrongs. But there are four things for which, again, there is no opportunity to go ahead and do tshuva. And again, one who causes the rabbim to sin or prevents them from doing a mitzvah. Number two, influencing my friend in a negative way to get him to do the bad thing, to do a bad thing, or to live a bad life, or to live a negative life. Number three, not exerting parental prerogative, allowing my kid to do whatever he wants, seeing him make the wrong decisions, and not doing anything ultimately, again, to help in this process. Number four, one who says, I will sin and do tshuva, in that case, or I will sin and Yom Kippur will be mechaper. Under those circumstances, again, tshuva does not work. Let's take a look at Beis, it's at least started. Umehen chamisha dvarim hein no'olin darchi ha'tshuva b'fnei osein. I will say, again, now remember, these four over here that we just stated, the way that Rambam introduced them is that they're a serious sin, avon gadol, and if you do one of these four things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not give you the opportunity to do tshuva. Now what the Rambam is pointing out over here is the following, that there are five things, chamisha dvarim hein, no'olin darchi ha'tshuva b'fnei osein. Now what does that mean? No'olin darchi ha'tshuva b'fnei osein. What that ultimately means is they close the path of tshuva. Now what does it mean, close the path of tshuva? What that means is they close it now, but obviously what? Obviously what? If it's closed now, that tells me that I have the ability to open it. Meaning, as opposed to the previous four, where because of the severity of the act, the opportunity for tshuva is removed. There's no time before the punishment comes. According to Rambam, in these five over here, the gates of tshuva are closed because of the severity, but a person undergoes a proper tshuva process, they can open those gates back up. Okay. Oh, that's interesting. Also, no'olin lin, right? They are closed, like present active, right? It's currently being closed.
That sounds a little stronger than
right.
That.
Stronger than.
Than just being closed with the opportunity of being open. Locked means it's.
I thought you were saying no'olin means like when you do these things, they're in the process of being closed.
No.
But lamaisa.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, I would take credit for that one if I were you. that's a beautiful aura. But it could be either one, right? It could be that lashon of Nolan is also a strong lashon of mamish being locked. All right, well, we'll have to stop over here. We're not gonna, obviously, this year is not gonna continue now until after Yom Kippur. Because with Slichos next week, Emir Tzah Hashem, I'm gonna be starting every morning the daf at 5:45, Emir Tzashem. So, all right, I'll try to record a couple of shir, maybe send them out, so we'll have them over at Seres Mitzvah, but we're going to continue still with the Rambam through Sukkot, Emir Tzashem.